So last week was Washington Mardi Gras. One of the big highlights of Washington Mardi Gras every year is the Economic Development Luncheon. I normally try to make it to that, but I was actually on the air at the time, so I missed out. So let's get the highlights. Let's find out what went down, what was talked about. Joining us now is our Secretary of Economic Development, Susan Bourgeois. Secretary Bourgeois, welcome back. How are you this morning?
Thank you. I'm well. I hope my sound is okay. I'm in a little bit of Baton Rouge traffic, but otherwise I am great. Thank you.
All good. Glad to have you on here. I want to recap the Economic Development Lunch, but we got to make sure to save some time to talk about the Louisiana Now Pavilion as well. So let's rewind the clock back to Friday. What was talked about? What was covered?
Really, you know, I've done a lot of these lunches, and I have to say all the feedback was that it was one of the best. In typical, you know, fashion and form for the luncheon, each of the members of the congressional delegation said a few words, talked about what their priorities were, what was happening in their world as it relates to Louisiana and economic development. Congressman Troy Carter was the chair, so he had actually asked the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, to come speak, which was a really great addition because it was a great national perspective and a balanced partisan perspective on Louisiana. So that was great. And then I had the absolute privilege of saying a few words after my boss, Governor Jeff Landry, introduced me, hitting some of the highlights of what he's most proud of his accomplishments in the first year, which rolled right into my remarks. And really, my remarks focused, Brian, primarily on, I mean, you've been to that luncheon, and you know the 1,000 people in that room are the public and private leadership of this state in many respects. And so I sort of challenged everyone that we all have a responsibility in changing the narrative about the Louisiana opportunity. So that's what my speech not only focused on, but we also gave a little card handout to hit the highlights of some of the really great successes Louisiana is seeing to make sure everyone has that information. And then the lunch wrapped up with a great sort of fireside chat setting between Commissioner Roger Goodell, Drew Brees, and the lady, I do forget her name, who is the head of security for the NFL, talking about the Super Bowl and what we're rolling into next week.
Very cool stuff. Okay, a little bit to unpack from that. And Secretary Bourgeois is with us. And talk about what to unpack from that. When you hear from our delegation in Washington, D.C., everyone has their own individual priorities. What areas did those priorities cross over?
Well, they really crossed over a number of things. You know, as you can imagine, Senator Cassidy talked a little bit about all things both healthcare and what we're doing in that space. Obviously, he's very involved as we speak in the confirmation hearing of Robert Kennedy Jr. Lots of conversation about the new Trump administration, lots of conversation about how we're changing government, and really how well Louisiana is positioned in that space. And, you know, Speaker Johnson gave a great remarks just about how much people always say Louisiana is punching above its weight from a leadership perspective. But he said something, and I locked it in my brain, and I will use this quote. When he spoke about our leadership and our power in Washington right now, he said, "I can't explain it, but I'll certainly exploit it." And I just thought that was brilliant, and I'm going to use that in every speech I give.
It's a great quote, a fantastic quote, because it can apply to so many different places around Louisiana. For example, just as a random example here, I don't know, maybe – the CEO of Meta deciding on the outskirts of Monroe to put a giant AI data center.
Well, we did all get to tell you, though, that you said what are the common threads that people talked about. Every single person who spoke found some way to mention, because of the importance of it, that announcement. Mm-hmm. And it's not only the significance of the announcement, but then weeks later, in the last week of the year, we found out that that deal was actually named the Economic Development Platinum Deal of the Year. Louisiana's never been named that. And that Meta deal was named the Economic Development Deal of the Year last year. So everyone talked about the Meta deal and just the change of message and reality as it relates to the Louisiana opportunity.
I do want to get back around to some other stuff from the Economic Development Luncheon, but I'm kind of transitioning here into what's to come next week. How much can you use that deal to sell the state next week?
Gosh, I mean, we're going to use that deal to sell the state for a really long time. Next week is just the beginning of it. Sure. So next week, we have an incredibly aggressive schedule and plan around really highlighting the transformation of Louisiana, Louisiana leadership, and what we envision for the future of Louisiana. The META deal is a great anchor for that, but truth be told, we had sort of the messaging built around that opportunity before the META deal was announced. You know, the Louisiana Now Pavilion, which will be the physical space that we all base in, if you will, is going to highlight an entire innovation vertical and an innovation launch for Louisiana economic development, but more importantly, therefore, for Louisiana, to really double down on the fact that Louisiana can lead in the innovation space and that we have a responsibility to help grow companies here, not just attract companies here. So we have an entire innovation day planned, but how can you not use the commitment META has now made to Louisiana as a exclamation point on the end of that story?
No, 100%. Mark Zuckerberg said, yes, you should too. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good closing line.
Right.
We got to,
you know, it's not just, I mean, I am incredibly appreciative of everything Mark Zuckerberg is saying about Louisiana and about their investment here. But there are other, you know, META elements and META quotes that mean as much to me. When we announced this deal in Richland Parish on December 4th, the head of the META AI centers, Kevin Janda, was with us. And Kevin said to the governor and I sort of backstage, he said, we've done deals like this all over the world. And we have never had one that has been as aggressive and as seamless and as effective as this Louisiana deal has been. And so not only did he want to tell us that, he said, if you have other CEOs and other companies you're talking to about coming to Louisiana, use me. I'll tell them that too.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's like when a five-star recruit wants to beef up the entire recruiting class. And, you know, you end up with a top five recruiting class as a result of it. We got Economic Development Secretary Susan Bourgeois with us for a couple more minutes. All right, let's pivot to next week. The Louisiana Now Pavilion. Walk us through what that's going to look like and what it's going to present to business owners.
So it's going to look like a combination of a museum, an exhibit, an immersive experience, a theater. It's a massive, I hate to call it a tent, because once we're done with it, nothing about it will look like a tent. But you'll sort of enter through the front, where it is an homage, if you will, to the history of Louisiana's economy and the strength of our legacy industries. But more importantly, you'll then pass through a section of a physical space that then brightens and lightens, and it really focuses on a new day in Louisiana, all sort of anchored around sunrises and brightness. But we're really going to highlight three things. There's a Louisiana wow wall, and it's just statistics and stories and evidence, if you will, of the innovation and the success that's coming out of Louisiana. One is called the Louisiana Go Wall, and it shows Louisiana's connectivity to the world, right? It highlights our you know, the mouth of the Mississippi River, our deep water ports. It highlights our access to the Gulf of Mexico, although I think I'm supposed to call that the Gulf of America now. It highlights our railways and our infrastructure, and so that's the Louisiana Go section. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Louisiana Now section, which is really about the transformational changes that have happened just in the last 12 months to show the position that we're in right now to compete on a global stage.
We've got a couple minutes left with Economic Development Secretary Susan Bourgeois. Secretary Bourgeois, I want to pivot back to when you talked about changing the narrative and that being a bit of a common theme from the Economic Development Luncheon, because it ties into moving forward as well. What parts of the narrative need to be changed, and what parts of the narrative do we have right?
So, you know, first and foremost, I've given this speech a lot in my last year, and I'll continue to do it, is that, you know, Louisiana, we in many respects have sort of accepted something as a truth, and I would argue it is not, which is that we believe our kids don't have opportunity to stay here and make a good living here and raise their families here. And so one of the important parts of that narrative change is really showing the opportunity and the assets that we have to increase that opportunity. Of course, we at Louisiana Economic Development have the ultimate responsibility and the long-term responsibility to continue to grow jobs and continue to grow wages in those jobs. But we have to make sure our kids early and growing and beyond understand that they have opportunity here, and we have a responsibility to connect them to those opportunities. So that's one tremendous narrative change that needs to happen. But the other part of it is just understanding the wins, right? We, in many respects, in Louisiana, for some reason, oftentimes we're our own, worst detractors. We're sort of down in the mouth on ourselves more than others are. And so part of what we highlighted at the luncheon about changing the narrative is we call it 100 things you need to know about Louisiana. And I really only pulled out about 12 of them to talk about at the lunch. But we talked about the fact that, Louisiana has the lowest industrial electricity prices in the country. That makes us incredibly competitive. Louisiana exports 61% of the world's liquefied natural gas today, 61%. That makes us incredibly impactful. Domino Refinery in Chalmette is the largest sugar refinery in the Western Hemisphere. I mean, just those things, again, we have 100 of these. Two of the top 100 public performing schools, high schools in the country, are in Louisiana. Nobody talks about that. Just yesterday, we found out that Louisiana had been ranked from number 49. We moved up to number 16 in the country of fourth grade reading progress. We are the fastest progressing state in the country in fourth grade reading statistics. Like, those are the kinds of things that we all have a responsibility to share about Louisiana and not just wring our hands with that we've had for time.
She is Louisiana's Economic Development Secretary, Susan Bourgeois. Secretary Bourgeois, we always appreciate the time. I've got my name down for credentials to go see Louisiana Now next week. Hope to run into you while I'm down there.
I'll be there the whole time. Can't wait to see you, Brian.
Likewise. Thank you so much for a couple minutes.